Today we're building a chop slice session for rewind-worthy drops in Ableton Live 12, using that jungle and old-school DNB energy where the drums feel raw, musical, and just a little bit dangerous. The big idea here is simple. Instead of dropping in a plain loop and calling it done, we're taking a break, slicing it up, and turning those slices into a performance. That means ghost notes, microfills, little switch-ups, and that call-and-response feel that makes people want to hear the drop again the second it lands. If you want this style to hit properly, think in phrases, not just bars. A good DNB drop is not just busy. It answers itself. It teases, hits, pulls back, then hits again. That's what makes it rewind-worthy. First, choose the right break. You want something with character, something that already has a little swing, a strong snare tail, and some natural ghost hits inside it. That could be the classic break, a resampled break, or something you've recorded yourself. Drag it into an audio track and get it ready to work. If it's already close to tempo, don't overthink warping. In this style, a little rawness can actually help. If you need warp on, keep it gentle. You're not trying to erase the personality of the break. You're trying to preserve its transient identity, so the chops still feel alive later. For tempo, somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM gives you that modern DNB pace, while 165 to 172 can lean a little darker and more old school. Either way, the source break matters. A good break gives you the movement. Your job is to shape it. Now drag that break into simpler and switch to slice mode. This is where the fun starts. Slice by transient if you want the natural hit points to guide the pattern. That's usually the best choice for jungle-style chopping, because it keeps the human feel of the original break. If you want more grid control, slice by 1/16 instead. Set it to trigger mode so the notes fire tightly, and adjust the slice sensitivity until you're not getting a bunch of tiny useless fragments. A nice workflow trick here is to consolidate the break first if it's messy, then slice the consolidated version. That keeps the edits clean and repeatable. Now resist the temptation to build the whole 16-bar drop right away. Start with a strong 2-bar loop. That's where the groove is either going to speak or fall flat. Program the MIDI, so you've got a main snare feeling solid in the phrase, some kick support, and a few ghost slices around the main hits. Don't make every slice important. Some slices are there for punch, some for motion, and some are just connective tissue. Tiny snare tails, hat smears, little flam fragments, those are gold, because they make the rhythm feel human instead of pasted together. If you want extra impact, you can layer in a clean kick or a short snare on top of the sliced break. Keep it subtle. The break should still be the personality of the groove, not just a texture under a drum machine. For levels, a useful starting point is keeping ghost hits around 10 to 14 dB lower than the main hits, so they feel like movement rather than clutter. And don't chase loudness yet. Leave headroom. We're building shape first. Next comes the real sauce: groove, velocity, and timing. This is what turns a chopped loop into something people feel. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing setting, somewhere around 54 to 58%. You don't want it so loose that it falls apart, but you do want that push and pull. Then start nudging some slices slightly late for drag, and some ghost hits slightly ahead for urgency. That tiny imbalance is a huge part of jungle energy. It should feel like the drums are always leaning forward, but still locked to the pulse. Velocity is your best friend here. Repeated hits should not all hit the same way. Lower some repeated hat or rim style slices by 15 to 30 velocity points. Make every second or fourth ghost note slightly louder if you want phrasing. If the loop feels too stiff, ease off the quantization instead of straightening everything out. Now group the drums and send them to a drum bus. This is where you glue the chop session into one performance. A stock Ableton chain like drum bus, EQ8, saturator or roar, and maybe glue compressor if needed, works really well. Use drum bus drive lightly at first, maybe 5 to 15%. A bit of transient boost can help the break cut through. If you use boom, keep it controlled and tuned. You want punch, not a low-end mess. Saturator or roar can add grime and density, but don't crush the life out of the break. A couple of dB of drive with soft clip can go a long way. If the drums need glue, a gentle glue compressor with a slowish attack and medium release can help the slices feel like one unit. On the EQ side, cut sub-rumble below 25 to 30 Hz, and if the break gets brittle, ease off some harshness around 3 to 6 Hz. If the snare needs more body, a subtle lift somewhere around 180 to 240 Hz can help, but be careful. Too much low mid and the whole thing gets cloudy fast. Now let's talk bass, because this is where a lot of chop sessions either become a drop or get in the way of themselves. A rewind-worthy DNB drop needs bass and drums to answer each other. If the drums are busy, the bass needs to leave room. If the bass is doing more motion, the drums need to be clearer. Contrast is what makes it hit. For the sub, keep it simple and mono. Operator or wavetable are great for that. Let the sub stay stable, usually below about 120 Hz. For the mid-bass or res layer, use wavetable, analog, or roar and give it some movement, but not so much that it fights the snare. Think of the bass like a response line. Let it answer in the gaps between the drum phrases. That call and response energy is a big part of jungle and old-school DNB, and it's one of the reasons these drops feel so alive. You're not trying to have everything playing all the time. You're trying to make each element sound more important by giving it space. Now expand that 2-bar loop into a 16-bar drop. A strong structure is something like this. Bars 1 to 4 are stripped back, filtered, teasing the idea. Bars 5 to 8 open up into the full groove. Bars 9 to 12 bring a switch up, extra fill, or alternate chop rhythm. And bars 13 to 16 give you the final push, a rewind beat moment, or a new impact that makes the phrase loop naturally. This part is important. Don't just duplicate the same bars over and over. Change the phrase on purpose. Remove a slice in bar 4 to create anticipation. Add a fill at the end of bar 8. Bring in a different ghost pattern in bar 12. Maybe even give yourself a one-beat dropout before the next section lands. These little moves make the drop feel edited rather than looped. And remember, the last two beats of a bar matter a lot in DNB. A tiny reverse fragment, pickup, or dropout right before the downbeat can make the next hit feel huge. That's where the reload energy lives. Now add automation to bring the whole thing to life. Automate the filter cutoff on the drum bus so the first few bars feel a bit restrained, then open up as the drop develops. You can also automate distortion drive or saturator drive to create a ramp in intensity. Try sending just one final snare chop into a short echo throw before a phrase change. That kind of detail gives the listener something to latch onto. A classic jungle move is to reverse one slice and place it right before the drop hits. It creates that pull and feeling that sounds like the whole room is being sucked into the groove. Keep your automation musical. You don't want every bar full of obvious knob movement. You want the structure to feel intentional, like it's breathing. Here's a powerful next step. Resample the best part of your drum bus. This is very much a DNB move, and it adds a lot of character. Record 4 to 8 bars of your best groove onto a new audio track, then slice that resample again. Now you've got a second generation layer with the processing baked in. Use those resampled fragments for fills, stabs, or little end of bar stutters. This is one of the easiest ways to get that slightly edited, old tape, broken but controlled feeling while staying inside a clean Ableton workflow. Before you call it done, check the mix like a DNB engineer, not just like a loop maker. Put utility on the master or bass group and check mono compatibility. Make sure the kick and sub aren't fighting. If the break is too thick in the low mids, clear some space around 200 to 400 Hz. If the top end is painful, soften the cymbal slices around 7 to 10 Khz. The goal is for the drums to hit hard without masking the sub, and for the bass to feel huge without burying the break identity. If the drop feels weak, don't just turn it up. Often the answer is better rhythm contrast, not more gain. A few common mistakes to watch out for: making the break too quantized, filling every bar with chops, leaving too much low end in the break itself, burying the snare under the bass, or using the same chop pattern for the whole section. If the groove loses its personality, back off the processing and focus on the phrasing again. For a darker or heavier DNB vibe, try duplicating the drum bus and processing the copy hard in parallel. Heavy saturation or roar underneath the clean drums can add weight without killing the transients. Short reverbs on select chops only can add depth without washing out the groove. And keep the sub boring on purpose. The more chaotic the chop session gets, the more stable the sub should stay. Here's a quick practice challenge if you want to lock this in. Load one break into simpler and slice it by transients. Build a 2-bar loop with one main snare, one kick anchor, and at least 3 ghost chops. Add drum bus or saturator to the drum group. Program a simple sub pattern that leaves space. Duplicate the loop into 16 bars. Create one variation in bar 8 and one fill in bar 16. Automate a filter opening over the first 4 bars. Then resample 4 bars of the groove and chop that resample for one extra transition hit. And keep it all inside Ableton stock devices. No extra sound hunting. That forces you to develop the drop from the material itself, which is exactly what this style is about. So the final takeaway is this: slice a strong break, build a tight 2-bar groove, use timing and velocity to make it breathe, process the drum bus for glue and grit. Make the bass answer the drums and expand the loop into a 16-bar arrangement with variation and rewind bait. If you do that right, your drop won't just repeat. It'll pull people back in.